I'll wing it. We'll do it live.
Yeah, we're doing it live. All right.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
Thunderdome.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Play This Episode. Play This Episode?
No.
Nope.
No,
that's not it at all.
You could play this episode.
You can play the episode if you want.
Yeah.
And there's the beginning of the intro.
Yeah.
Please play this episode.
Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to Play This Podcast, episode number 5. I'm Carl Sudella, and with me, as usual, is Mr. Jason Cross.
Hey, Carlos. We're doing our first theme show today.
I know. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am excited. Who do we got?
We have our normal guest, which is not even really a guest anymore. It's just kind of just, I think I called him Guest Usual last time.
Yeah, I like Guest Usual, DJ A-Dubs.
DJ A-Dubs. Mr. Alex Warrow in the house.
Hey, guys.
Wow, that sounded sexy.
So, he's so mellow.
What's the favorite thing you played this week?
Book of Eli.
Ooh, we'll talk about that, which is such a weird, I think, a weird thing, right?
I kind of like that movie a lot in a lot of ways, and then there's a few things that rub me wrong. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. I don't mean like weird isn't bad. I mean, it's just like, wow, I forgot about that movie. Yeah. And we have us in the show today, Mr. Armando. Hey, you're on the podcast. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I snuck in here last second.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why don't you let the listeners know what you do for the internets, for the tech hives and the stuffs?
I'm the Android phone editor for Tech Hive and stuffs. Yeah.
Cool.
That's my job.
Android phone and OS and those things.
Everything to do with that green robot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is the favorite thing you play this week?
I thought about it. The World Ends With You, the iPad edition.
Ooh, that's
really
right.
Good. Yeah. It's expensive. So
you know what? Just the name of it, if it's in our theme a little bit.
Ooh, that's nice. And you didn't even plan that.
Yeah.
Nope.
The gameplay is nothing to do with it, but
I was like, Alex, like, how is that?
No, I get it. I get it. I just
look so confused. Isn't
that it's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
So confused.
He hasn't had his Coke Zero yet, by the way, people. So he's still just warming up to it.
So the theme this week is Borderlands, because Borderlands 2 came out and we're playing it and it's awesome. So everything has to do with Borderlands or Borderlands 2.
Or post-apocalyptic kind of stuff.
Right, that kind of stuff. So the game is actually not a post-apocalypse game. It just seems like it.
Yeah, it's a barren wasteland kind of game.
It's a barren wasteland kind of game.
Yeah.
But it's not after an apocalypse. It's on another planet and whatever.
Yeah. I heard, by the way, the internet called it a space western.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
I think of it very western, but okay, yeah.
Well, you know, you got guns.
Barren wasteland guns.
Yeah, you're on another planet.
Every time you pull out a revolver, they spin it around the finger.
That's true. That's very western right there.
Yeah. No, some character does, I guess. I don't think they all have the same animation. Whatever, doesn't matter.
So because of the themed episodes, should we start with that then? Like, we just talk about that first?
Yeah, let's start talking about Borderlands and Borderlands 2.
Okay, and then we'll get into other stuff.
And then we'll get into all related things that we want to.
Okay. Who wants to start? Oh my goodness, I'm excited to talk about it. We've been waiting to talk about it.
Let me just lay down what Borderlands is about on a base level before
we
start talking about it. So Borderlands 1 was a game, was it 2 years ago? 3 years ago.
3 years, 2009, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, wow. 3 years ago,
so long ago,
Gearbox Software made a game that is a combination, a mashup, if you will, of first-person shooter and a role-playing game, like a loot drop old role-playing game, one of those games like Diablo where you kill a whole bunch of things and randomized loot drops and stuff, except in this case, it's randomized guns.
Yep.
And it had, like, you know, kind of some goofy characters, and the setting was, it's cel-shaded and has a very sort of desert, barren wasteland setting, and you're on this planet called Pandora trying to find you're a vault hunter, you're trying to find the secret of this vault before this bad corporation does.
And no blue people, no Pandora blue people.
So Borderlands 2 just came out this week, and we've been playing it, and we really like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it a lot more, and I'm going to start just by saying that I didn't play much of the first one. Did everybody play the first one?
I played the first one. I didn't play the second one. I'm the oddball.
Right, this is weird. He's on the podcast, and he hasn't played the second one.
It's on my desk. He's sitting on my desk right now.
He wants to, though. You want to.
He's got the collector's edition and everything.
Oh, you got the bobblehead.
You can't go wrong with the bobblehead.
Alex, did you play it much?
I played Borderlands 1 for about 2 hours with Armando.
He was terrible at it.
I'm pretty bad.
He was really bad.
In my defense, shooters on the Xbox 360 are not as good as
it's
on the
a different
PC.
Kind of yeah
it's,
skill.
It's a different thing. No, it's not a skill. It's a turn on auto aim and then point your cursor
there
at the bad guy.
There was no auto.
Okay. There's a slight auto aim.
We'll talk
about slight.
I like how we all just got into New York. We'll talk about that later.
And that's fine. Like, I don't mean to, like, I don't want to, you know, rekindle the debate of PC versus Xbox. I'm just not a very good shot with analog sticks.
So, yeah, totally.
Along those lines, I should bring out, I played the first one on PC. Mm-hmm. It was a very bad PC port.
Yeah.
A lot of technical problems, a lot of problems with the menus, all these things. They did a really good job with the PC port this time out. It has adjustable field of view. It runs really well. It does everything you want a PC game to do. The menus work a lot better, although it's still a little wonky, like selecting things in your inventory and stuff. But it's much better than it was. So you don't have to worry about playing the PC version this time out. Like, the voice chat didn't work before. You couldn't join multiplayer games. It all uses Steam this time, and it's really good.
The Mac version of the first one was really, really bad, too.
Yeah.
They shut down, like, the multiplayer servers.
Yeah, and it was terrible. Yeah. So this time out, don't be afraid of the PC version.
Is there a Mac version of the new one?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Mm. The first one I didn't play much, and I remember, like, you just played it for a little while, maybe a day or two or something like that, which is, I know, crazy, because now that I'm playing this one, I'm liking it so much. I'd love to just go back and beat that first one. But I definitely can feel the differences already, because, like we talked about in the last podcast, I believe, the guy from Hey Ash, what's his name again?
I can't remember his name.
Ash, Anthony Birch, there it is.
There it is.
He wrote in it, and you can totally tell. This is a funny game. Like, I laughed out loud a couple
times.
Like,
you keep bringing this guy up, and I'm sure I watched Hey Ash after the last podcast, and he's really good. And he and his sister, I think, are the ones that do it, and their dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. I want to go back and watch all of it. I watched like 4 or 5.
Right.
But like, this series has been funny since the first one.
I think the first one was really funny.
Well, again, I didn't play enough of the first one.
Okay.
But I mean, the pony made of diamonds. I mean, like, there's some stuff
that's
like
fantastic.
Fantastic.
I don't know why.
I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I just want to, like, if anyone's going to play it, it's really juvenile, but it's perfect.
It's perfectly juvenile.
It's tongue-in-cheek juvenile.
Tongue is just the right amount of in the cheek.
So it kind of reminds me of that other game. Oh, God, who made it? Epic Games made it.
Bulletstorm.
That was juvenile in a bad way.
That was too ribald.
Like, they didn't get it.
Because we had a separate conversation, you and me, Alex, about that, and we
I maintain that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Always. But especially about Bulletstorm. Because, you're right, and it's very close, and this game is sort of similar in tone, but...
I don't think it's that similar, but...
The
over-the-topness?
The tongue-in-cheek, like, ribald jokes and the juvenile, like, but they nail it here.
But this one just feels so smart. Like, it feels like the writing is a lot smarter.
It is.
It's taking itself not too seriously, but on purpose. It's, like, doing, like, meta stuff. And the one thing I will say, though, overall, is that the first one I felt like it definitely was that kind of MMO quest. I go do the thing, I come back, and that's it.
Right.
Now, even though that's in this game, it somehow feels different. It feels a little more story-driven or something's in there.
There's more purpose to the story.
Purpose.
It feels there's more purpose.
It's not just the snow, but it's something else.
It's just not go around, get boards, get quests.
Well,
and go.
It's that, like, I mean, I'm only level 6. I'm only a couple hours in, if that. But I've noticed already that they're giving, and I played some of it during a preview event a few months ago, is that they give more weight to the characters and they give more purpose and more character to the old characters as well as to your new characters. Your characters have like names and personalities and reasons to be on Pandora and things they want to do, and the characters from the last game are in the game and they're running their own stuff.
So to that point, I'm going to sound the spoiler warning.
Oh, do it.
So
wait, are you going to
spoilers for a second?
Okay.
Okay. So fast forward like 30 seconds if you don't want to hear spoilers.
Oh no.
So have you gotten to the point where you actually meet any of the original characters?
No.
Okay.
I've just got on Claptrap's boat to go to Sanctuary.
Okay.
That's where I'm just about to be right there.
So right after you leave Sanctuary, you meet the first person who is Lilith from the first game and stuff. So you actually do start to meet these. Well, you actually in Sanctuary you meet Scooter, the crazy guy who does the cars.
Scooter.
I don't remember that guy. Yeah. I never got that far in Borderlands.
Wait, real quick question. In the first
car. I got a car. I just don't remember the guy.
In the first Borderlands, did they, when they introduced people, do that cool like freeze frame
flash card? Yeah, they did
that. Because that is beautiful. I forgot
that. But it's
way
better in this one.
Oh, it feels so good.
That's another thing I want to go back to real fast. Is like, the writing is great, but not just the writing. Like, so like
presentation.
The animation and the design. Yes. Whenever Boom Boom comes out, like, that's like...
Oh, yeah.
And then his little brother flies
out.
And I was like, that's like... Perfect.
Yeah, it's spot on.
Well, the cel shading in the first one was a little rough. Like, compared to games like Wind Waker, it didn't look as good somehow. It was weird.
It's a little smoother this time. And there's more, they put more details in places where when you're out just like in some bandit camp, you're not just finding a bunch of cookie cutter stuff. They're doing more things. Like there was this outhouse that I was walking around searching for stuff, and on the back of the outhouse was this sign plastered, Duke Hutt, no fapping.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not on every outhouse.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
It's not so just a cookie cutter.
It's not even on like 30 outhouses as far as I can tell. It's on like probably just that one.
Yeah. So
maybe a few more.
There's
so
a lot
like
more of that.
Three where there's like specific stuff.
Great segue, because I mean a lot of this has, you know, I saw a lot of fallout in this. I mean obviously a lot in the first one as well.
Yeah. Well,
but even the
one.
Cartoons and stuff too, like just little side cartoons in the menus and stuff. Like what's his name, Claptrap, you know?
I love Claptrap. I love him.
So real quick, I want to talk before we get too deep into it about that intro movie. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of talk about this game, and by the time you hear this podcast, you probably will have too. So we apologize. But is that a lot of the jaded video game journalists are like saying a lot of like negative stuff. But like more of the same and whatever. Mm-hmm. But the thing that, and a lot of people didn't like the intro movie, but I love that intro movie because
the thing with the train?
The train, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I think it was amazing because here's the thing. Two things. One, the beginning of a skate movie. Remember Skate, that game Skate?
Yeah.
One of those had like a thing like that, but it was actually live action.
Right.
And it was like this really epic. It showed all the skaters and it was really kind of, it was pretty amazing, but it was an awesome song. That was like pushing that intro movie around. Yeah. This had a great song.
When they get to the train, it's a good song.
Yeah, and I feel like that music can really play a much more important role in these kind of games.
So,
and that just made me feel emotional.
I'm playing with my girlfriend, and we're watching the intro movie. And the first thing they show is the skag, which so it comes lumbering onto the screen, and she's like, "Oh, hello, puppy," because like it's everything's on every animal, especially the like uglier it is, the more she loves it. So she's like, "Oh," and then you know it gets pulled, it gets caught on that chain, and it gets pulled behind the like car, and so she's already really pissed off, and that's the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
So she's already not liking this intro. But also it makes her already hate the like mutant guys.
Yeah.
Right. And then the car gets hit by the train and the train that your guys are on and just demolishes it all. And then it's like, well, that's what you get for dragging the dog behind.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's sold her on it. Yeah.
But that music, I thought it was so awesome. I don't know.
But like I can tell you exactly why people don't like it. And I had a similar reaction in the beginning is because, and this is a silly thing, but like, it takes too long. Like
the Borderlands 1. You do want to get into it.
The Borderlands 1 opening. Yeah. Okay, the Borderlands 1 opening, you have like maybe 10 seconds or less of like that quiet just like on the desert, and then that song kicks in, which is an amazing song. I forget who does it.
Yeah.
This one is a very similar one, and it's a great song, but you're in that first quiet section for like 15 seconds, maybe 20, which seems like nothing, but you have to watch it the first time you boot the game up, and then you have to sort of like watch the psychos play with their car for a while and just be dumb, and then they get hit by a train, and then it gets the good stuff.
But that length of watching them is to give you that impact that, that came out of nowhere.
Like, it's fine, but the first one was better.
Yeah, I have to feel invested, you know what I mean? Like, and so maybe. What did you think about the intro movie? Did you care? Yes or no?
I didn't see the second intro movie.
Why are you here?
Okay. Now I lost that sudden moment of impact.
But our spoilers should have been this whole time for Armando.
It doesn't matter.
Never mind.
You can't spoil the first 30
just go and enjoy the game when I get home. I don't care.
Well, you can't skip it, so if you don't like it.
You can't skip.
What about the gameplay? Let's talk about gameplay. Is they doing...
So the characters are on the surface basically the same sort of things that they had in the first game. They're different characters, but there's a guy who drops a turret that does special things.
Same archetypes.
There's a lady character who does like magic stuff.
A siren, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's
the gun
basic...
Zerker.
The guy who looks like me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Like a midget version of you. He's like really short.
I know he's short, so I need to lose. But we should do like a side-by-side picture in this podcast.
We should. You should grab two guns.
If you could just do this.
The beer gun.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And then also be 2 feet taller.
So the gun Zerker, which is a little different than what they had in Alaska, but he's basically the just all-out firepower guy. Mm-hmm. And then there's basically the assassin person who's like the guy who had the hawk in the first one, who is the sniper.
And there's downloadable characters, too.
That's zero. Well, there will be.
There will be.
There's one downloadable character class called the Necromancer that's coming up in like October.
Yeah.
So, quick question: was the shield in the first one? I always forget. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the shields are back, but there's kind of more new and improved shields or something.
Yeah. There's different types of mods and stuff.
I mean, there always were. You could always get
different types of shields.
So the RPG
and different types of grenades. I think.
That was always there.
Okay.
The big expansion is all the RPG stuff's way expanded. Mm-hmm. There used to be one kind of really small skill tree. Now there's the three skill trees for each character.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more ranks you can get. And then there's these badass ranks where it's essentially like achievements.
Those are cool. I like those.
Yeah, they're just like little kill this many of this thing, do this of this, get second win this many times.
Yeah.
And as you get them, you earn these ranks, and then you can spend points. Like they earn you points, and you spend the points to like get a 1% better accuracy, and so you just stack them up over time. So you feel like you're always getting some little improvement in this game. Like, you mm-hmm. don't have to wait forever for that next level.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, leveling does take forever from the first one is what I remember.
Yeah, when you got
a
further.
A long time.
This one's, I'm at level 7, and I feel like it went fast.
Yeah.
Like, I just I feel like it flew
early.
By.
Like, the other game, you had to wait. You had to wait till you got high. When you get the higher level, you were just waiting forever. You never got the better loot. Whatever. Yeah, I'm finding plenty of better loot, lots of upgrades to make, and then when you get to, there's this Eternium, this purple, is it Eternium, Elementium?
I haven't gotten it yet, but it's called Illumium, I think, or something like that.
It begins with E.
Something Imium. Yeah. It's purple.
It's purple.
Purple glowy stuff.
And you spend that in Sanctuary to give yourself, like, permanent bonuses. The things like expanding your backpack, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff.
But that good suck is being still there, though. I mean, like,
it is.
I got to put this down 1 a.m. I got to put this down.
I know.
Right after
I do this thing. Oh, I got to sell these guns. But yeah. Oh, now I have this money. I'm going to buy this. Well, let me just try it out. And then and next thing you know, 3 hours later.
I was somehow reminded of Rage. Remember Rage and how not good it was?
Yeah. It was not.
It was visually arresting.
It really good, but
don't get me wrong.
It was just
the first time I played that art attack.
You're like.
It was just
so pretty.
Yeah.
It was just, but you know, that kind of, but with the RPG elements times two, you know.
It was like a bad version of Borderlands.
Well, there was like crafting in that too. Like,
yeah.
Those are really only thematically similar because they're like shooters in a.
And there's desert, a cars
desert,
and desert.
Yeah. Post-apocalypse.
I had a lot of bugs. Well, not a lot, but I had some weird bugs. Yeah, and I was playing the 360 version, so it wasn't even like a PC, but I had like people floating in the air. Did you get any of that?
No.
A lot of people in the air kind of thing.
Hmm. I've heard
stuck.
That Claptrap will get stuck in like the intro, and then you
Ooh.
Are
oh.
stunned.
I had one almost bug where there's a some creature has Claptrap's eye in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you have to kill it.
Spoiler.
The eye got stuck in a wall, like in a rock, and I had to finagle a way around it to where I could actually like pick it up, hit the pickup button.
Items go into the ground a lot, like way past where you can see them.
That was the
I guess it's snow.
That was the only time that happened to me. But other than that, it's
I mean, I've had that happen once, twice, where stuff gets wedged somewhere it's hard to find, or I'll have a bad guy like get stuck on geometry and just be an easy kill because he's just stuck there. I've had no like game breaking bugs.
What was the other thing? Where the things are pulled towards you. That's a newish thing that I like. Right, the money being pulled towards you, like automatically.
Well,
by
you could always do it by holding the pickup button. But I think this one you can now just walk over.
Yeah, you don't have to put
it.
So,
which is fantastic.
Money you can walk over. The other stuff you can't. And we discovered when you're playing multiplayer, money gets shared between you, and so does ammo. Which is really nice because that whole like, no, I need more pistol ammo. Oh, I accidentally scooped it all up because I hit like grab all.
Yeah.
But
it's split. Guns are not shared.
So neither of you have done co-op yet, or you have?
I have.
You've only been doing co-op.
I jumped into co-op for like 5 seconds. I was like, oh, it works. Voice chat's great. And then I went to go get dinner and then never played again.
Yeah.
So Jason, my question for you is I'm the guy who's afraid of multiplayer. I just don't like it usually.
Yeah.
I love single player stuff. And that's the one thing I was afraid of. Like, hey, we got a huge group of people together, and we have to just fight over stuff like all the time. Does that happen?
So,
you're like, and then it's like 20 minutes, 15 minutes later or something. You're like,
so there's less fighting over. Well, I'm playing with my girlfriend. He literally sits right next to me. So and we play different characters, so we're not always fighting over the like, same kind of things.
That's
like
easy,
I'm playing Zero, so all the sniper rifles and pistols I really want, and she's playing the commando guy with the.
By the way, that's adorable.
Who she swears looks like me? She's like, it's the you. You have to play him. I'm like, that doesn't look like me.
It's the you.
Right.
It's the you.
I want to play the one that's you. So, she's taking like shotguns and different things. So we don't fight over it much, but it's better than the first game because the first game, like ammo and everything didn't split as far as I remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you still have to fight over guns. You got to be like the first person to run and see something blue or purple and go, rah, grab it.
Yeah, that can be a real. I wish they had fixed that in the way that Diablo did, where you just get like see what you can pick up because it's RPG stuff. You will occasionally draw. Like, it's great that you're playing with someone who's right next to you who you theoretically trust.
Exactly.
But, like if you're playing with like for someone online or friends,
just a random
or Alex Morrow.
You're playing
you?
With me, just a horrible scalawag. Then like you may go into your menu to pick a new point or like level up a new badass rank, and I'll just run ahead and get all the stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, those guys yelling kung fu are just killing me. It's just stupid, the simplest things.
No, there's a lot of stuff in this game I love so much.
But one time, one of those guys, a berserker, right, or something, was yelling, and he was really loud. And for some reason, again, I don't know if it was a bug or not, but he would not stop. He was the last one.
Psycho.
Psycho, that's what I mean, yes. And he's I'm coming from this as the everyman who's like just played a little bit of one. But he's crazy. He's just really loud, and he's the last one. And he's like really loud. I have my headphones on, you know? So it's like, and he's doing a stream of consciousness kind of thing.
Oh,
like it's not stopping.
I think you may have been the same bug as I found.
It's because... not funny. It's just like, whoa, what's wrong with him? And he just wouldn't stop.
So there's a guy, there's a group of guys that are, you're supposed to rescue somebody, and there's a group of guys, when you find him, there's a group of guys like beating on him.
Yeah. And then that might have been that area.
And then, and so we took them all out, but the voice sample of the guy beating on him, like yelling, just kept playing.
Okay.
And we're walking around trying to find, like, who's yelling? And there's nobody there.
Especially
anymore.
When you have your headphones on, you're like, good Lord, what's going on?
It's really loud, and he just keeps going
that
on
That was
and
in the
on.
First game, too. There was like problems like that, too.
Yeah, problems like that.
I mean, because I was trying to hear Claptrap. And he's like, okay, now here's what we need to do. I'm like, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
There's this thing with
I'm
the
being
yelling.
Haunted.
Just wing it. Do
I know.
It live.
You know what, though? I bet you I can figure it out. Yo, you blow up that gate, got it.
Yeah.
So what's everybody's kind of, in general, thumbs up, right?
Yeah.
Big thumbs up. For
two
it's a great
thumbs
game.
Much, up from a game I haven't played.
He hasn't
played.
Even played it. He's given two thumbs up.
Way better than the first one I like. Yeah.
Better than the first one, he loves
and,
it.
And a nice refreshing change for shooters. Because it's not a refreshing change from the first one, but every shooter's like a Call of Duty kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of that, and this is so not that. I'm so happy with it.
I'm trying to think of what shooters have come out recently, and I'm like, I can't think of any that were really that memorable.
Right. I mean, it's another military man shoot, and this one's not, and I'm happy.
Alex, you're excited, though.
Yeah. I just want to go home and play video games. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, listen, this is all I want. Suckers.
All right, that's the end of the podcast,
okay,
folks.
We're going to go play Borderlands.
Bye, guys.
So let's talk about some other post-apocalyptic stuff, though, which I can't say that word. It's not really post. Okay, again, not that.
I can't
Space Western?
Either.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Space Western.
You found a Space Western.
Well,
right?
I found a bunch of stuff, so I was going through Netflix looking for things.
All right, we got to start with the obvious.
Okay.
Mad Max,
of course.
Yeah. Mad Max.
Which is what I started with.
Cars. Desert.
Doesn't take place in space, though.
No space.
No.
Yeah. But
neither did this one in any practical sense.
Well,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's just a planet.
We're on Earth. We're in space.
Not on Netflix streaming. None of them.
None of them.
No. They used to, weren't they?
They're not anymore. You have to buy them on Amazon.
Tears and
Amazon. Or DVDs.
Amazon has buy or rent for all three. Mad Max, Mad Max 2 The Road Warrior, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Huh.
And they're all right.
Weird.
I have a line. One of my favorite lines from Beyond Thunderdome. When they get to the Thunderdome.
Oh, go ahead.
Here we go.
Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying times here.
That was a good wait for a moment.
I love that guy. There's a lot of influence from Mad Max in this, not just like the kind of junky car running around shooting stuff and everything, but
the
things like the masks, the bandits like with masks and stuff in the desert that basically have like bandoliers but nothing else on and stuff like that. Like Master Blaster is a lot like the kind of bosses you fight in this kind of game, so...
Little crazies, the crazies.
Yeah.
That's always a theme.
Yeah.
Like
crazies.
That's just those people don't care. They just don't care.
Crazies and bad grammar is really.
I found a lot of really bad movies like Borderlands 2 on Netflix, but they're all just like, I don't even want to tell you about them because they're so bad.
Right.
Is it called like Outside Lands 2?
Oh my goodness.
Something.
They're just all like, like Outlander and stuff like that. But one that I think is going to be really good, and it isn't, unfortunately, on Netflix streaming, so we really can't mention it on the podcast because I don't know how to get it digitally.
You can play
but
it.
It's called Doomsday.
Okay.
And I've heard of it, and I don't know if it's good or not.
We can mention it on the podcast.
Yeah. So maybe go check that out because people said it's similar to Borderlands 2 in a way.
Link
Doomsday.
To the IMDb page.
What you can stream on Netflix is Mystery Science Theater 3000. Mm.
I was just going to say that. That's my next thing.
Right.
There's one called Warrior of the Lost World.
Yeah. I was trying to tee up, dude.
Oh, you were tee me up. Oh, I didn't. I was like, that's so weird. I was going to mention it on the show.
It's like we have the same notes.
We do. It's called Warrior of the Lost World. We'll put the show link in the show notes, and it's Mystery Science Theater.
It's totally a bad
totally
Mad
awesome.
Max ripoff.
And, yeah. There's a bike. And for some reason, the bike like says funny little things. Like in just
like a motorcycle?
Like the motorcycle has like a screen, and it like says things like, watch out. For some reason, it says bad mothers. I don't know what that means, but like he sees bad guys.
I think I know what that means.
I think I know
what that means.
Oh, like bad mother something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or maybe just literally bad mothers. What was he writing down? Like an evil PCA or
they're
something?
They're bad
like,
mothers shut your mouths?
Yeah, maybe it was like that kind of thing.
When did it come out?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it came out in
I didn't
the
do
70s.
Any, well, that much research.
Probably.
Mr. Like Science 80s, Theater?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe the 80s? I don't know.
What? One more thing I found that I just want to mention, and I'll put in the show notes. And again, it's not like something you can play, but it's digitally because it's on the internet.
Right.
But I found a Wikipedia list of post-apocalyptic everything, like movies and stuff. And you can
going
sort it by
back.
Stuff. Going way back. And it's just really cool to sort it because you could sort it by war, eco, aliens. Like, what's the subject? Like,
yeah, what caused the apocalypse?
Yeah. And my favorite two are one of them is sun. Just like the sun caused the apocalypse.
Sure.
And then the last one is
too much. That's how we go out.
Yeah, I know. And that actually might be the real thing. Yeah. And the other one was human decline. We just sucked after a while.
That sounds like a History Channel like thing that would be playing. I know. It's like the human decline.
Did you see on that list, like I think the first recorded piece of like post apocalyptic fiction was in the 1700s in like London. They published it and it was called like After People or something, or After London. And it was all about like,
I think After People is a History like Channel.
I think that
show.
I think that's the TV
now it
show.
Is, yeah.
But this like short novel was all about how like what happens when something terrible arises and everyone's wiped out and these people in this horrible industrial London go back to farming in this wonderful medieval community. And
well,
it's
then
all
it's
like,
not really after people because there's still people around.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. After that civilized
that title
society.
Is misleading.
Well, but I don't think it was called After People. Fool, you just said that. I think it's called After London. So After London is wiped out, London like is wiped by out. Some like
get your titles right.
After
tomorrow.
This city.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I mean it's been around forever. This idea
there's
of like.
The, So
it's
what's
going
you,
away?
You had a recent one you wanted to bring up.
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. Let's talk about the Book of Eli.
Yeah. It takes place here in San Francisco. Yes.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. So I watched
about
it
the movie.
I watched it when it came out. It stars Denzel Washington, written by Gary Whitta. I forget who produced it. It's got Mila Kunis in it and Gary Oldman.
She was
Mila.
And
Denzel.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not say Denzel Washington?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
He's the main character.
He didn't. No, he said that as the first thing.
Okay.
Let's just take it back.
He's worth mentioning like five times. Denzel Washington is fantastic.
Right.
And it's quite good, and it's like it's very simple.
It's not a spoiler what the book is, like you think it is, but it becomes really obvious really early that the book is the Bible. That's not the trick.
Well,
there is a trick ending, but that's not what it is.
I kind of want to not even have mentioned that. Like I kind of want to dance around it.
You get it real early if you don't know real early.
Oh, of course, but like going in and knowing there's a trick ending beyond that kind of
I'll edit it out when you go. You know, the funny thing is, the simple thing is, it's the beep, and I'll just add something else there.
Okay.
It'll be hilarious.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just,
the color palette's really cool.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay, so I watched it on Blu-ray last night. I bought it back when it first came out, like I think in 2010 or something, because I enjoyed it so
much. You have it on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay.
So I hit play. And I watched it.
You did, yeah.
It was great. And it was awesome. And, like, I have a hard time articulating what makes it good. It's a guy walking across the wasteland.
Walking the earth.
It's really cheesy. Yeah,
that is
walking the earth.
Yeah.
But it's on the road as well, remember?
But, yeah,
oh,
like,
that's true.
Really, just more than anything else, like there's actually not a lot of action, I recalled. Like, I thought it was like a really like a high-speed action fight movie. It's really not.
There's a few scenes.
There's a couple really cool scenes, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it.
But it's mostly just talking, and it's really, really good.
So I've got I got a nice clip of Denzel and Gary Oldman talking.
Oh, Gary Oldman's in it, man.
So good. Explaining why he wants this book.
Why? Why do you want it?
I grew up with it. I know its power. And if you read it, then so do you. That's why they burned them all after the war.
Ooh, foreboding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. War, you never find out.
I remember I heard this thing that they used to tie up books back in the day because, like, books are power, and they would actually chain them to the ground. Like, they would take a book and, like, you couldn't...
Huh.
Only certain people could read it.
Like how far back in the day?
Like a far back.
Back when,
like really far.
So not like
back?
the '80s,
the 90s,
not the
'80s. Right?
Maybe the 1480s.
I guess back in the day doesn't mean like '80s or something.
But like when monks had to write them all by hand.
Yeah. Like when no printing press. You know, like books.
I think that was more like the chains on the pen at the bank. Like they didn't want anyone taking them because it took 8 months to make a book.
Nice. You're just gonna use that and
it doesn't
mess
take
it up.
8 months to make a pen.
Yeah.
So.
So you can't take these from this room. We're going to chain them down.
Book of Eli. Does it have any DVD features, like Blu-ray features like that are digital? You know how digital
it
stuff
does.
Happens?
It
does. It has Morgan Freeman.
It has commentary and a bunch of other stuff. I haven't had a chance to dig into that yet. I do want to. I tried to watch Mad Max last night for this podcast, and I kind of wish I had just watched Book of Eli.
All right,
again.
So first Mad Max, not that great a movie.
Yeah, really I watched the second one, which I think is like probably the most fun and easy to get into.
I get the first and second one mixed up again. Which one's which?
So the first one was this really, really low budget one just called Mad Max that really kind of just aired in like Australia and stuff and became a little cult movie. The one everybody knows is The Road Warrior, which is really Mad Max 2.
Yep.
Right.
That's the one with like Lord Humongous, like just walk away, like and the little guy with the boomerang and all that
stuff. And the dog.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
So that's that one. And then Beyond Thunderdome is the one with... Two men enter, one man leave, and Master Blaster and Tina Turner.
Tina Turner, I was
like going to
say, that's all I hear.
And,
I only hear that when you say
that. That one's actually kind of fun in a, like, it's just goofy and fun. And
why do we not have that sample? We need
fun.
That. We need Tina Turner.
I look for it.
You need a hero.
I look for
it. Wait, she has a music.
We don't need
right
another
now?
Hero.
Oh, yeah.
I've
we don't
never
need another
seen
hero.
That one.
Oh, man.
She made a song for that, of course.
Yeah.
We don't need another hero. Look it up. And also, what was the other? She had some great lines. She always called him Raggedy Man.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that. So that movie's fun.
That is fun.
It's not good. It's
oh,
fun,
and
though.
Later on, it would become a Tupac video.
Yeah. What?
Remember, like that whole, he made, that, like a whole
I
music
think
video
I
it looked just
that
like
too.
It.
There's a whole list. I found another list, like your movies one, of just post-apocalyptic music videos. The songs aren't about post-apocalyptic anything, but the
yeah.
videos are all themed that way.
You guys, it just came to me. It's not on the list at all.
What?
Escape from New York and Escape from L.A.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well,
those
New York.
Totally. Well, yeah.
New York. Yeah. The LA
I've only seen L.A. Like, I've never actually seen
sure.
New York.
What?
Wait. Okay,
Alex Suarez
back
blew
up.
My
it's
mind.
Not very, it's not very Borderlands-like, though, because it's all very urban.
Yeah.
yeah
it's all like
and stuff's
city.
Still around. And,
there has,
yeah.
I guess the theme would be barren has to be in the
yeah,
key word, maybe.
A little bit.
But I don't
like,
know what our theme is, actually.
Borderlands.
Yeah, okay. It's Borderlands.
Our theme is, like, tongue-in-cheek... barren, not even tongue-in-cheek, I don't know. Our
funny,
theme is desolate?
But desolate, yeah, but... So On the Road is not
so,
on it, because that's not funny.
So I have one that's not post-apocalyptic, but very fits, mm-hmm. is Three Kings.
Oh, yeah, that's
really
right. That was on the list.
It's co-op. It's three guys in the desert
co-op.
Looking for treasure.
And one of them is Ice Cube, right?
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it's Ice Cube and
Clooney.
And, what?
Clooney.
Yeah, and Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark, yeah.
Marky so, weirdly
Mark.
Enough,
Mark
it's,
back
this
he's
is, an,
Marky
this
Mark.
Is an excellent movie, though.
I know it's like, an excellent movie. Everybody tells
really
me I've never seen it.
Don't spoil it. Oh, yeah.
Is it on Netflix streaming? I feel like it is, and I rewatched it.
Oh, we didn't do our homework.
It is not. I looked it up, and you can buy it on iTunes. Oh, yeah, but do I have the thing?
Yeah, it's way late.
I don't know
late,
where it is. It's way late. I don't even know which one.
I'll add in after.
But add in after, yeah. yeah, so I tried to find where you could stream it or anything. You can't even like do Amazon Rent. You have to buy it on like iTunes.
That's
you can
lame.
Buy it for download, but that's the only...
Mm. It's so funny how nowadays we're like, can I get this digitally? If not, then like, what?
I know.
Because like VOD even, like when, last week we talked
what,
about side
I
by side.
I can't instantly have it in my house right this second.
Well, and also just to purchase it like in digitally format, you
yeah.
know?
Like, well, yeah, I was going to say like... I will buy things that I don't even want to own just because I don't want to bother with like trying to find it somewhere. Like I bought Red Heat featuring Schwarzenegger
yeah.
just because it was like I wanted to watch it right then and they only had it on Amazon for $10. I was like, right. well, oh well.
I'm disappointed.
So that's this. This is the I got to go to iTunes to get Three Kings.
I'll buy it.
Or buy the disc.
Three Kings probably way better
it is,
than Red
but
Heat.
But it is a really excellent movie and it has a surprise ending because it's not – they're looking for Saddam's money, gold, right? Like mm-hmm. which they kind of – find out through
don't say anything
Clooney's, I'm not spoiling this is just the setup so
here's the end of the story.
Clooney's part of special ops and they find out that they may have found out where his vault is where Saddam's
so,
keeping on
Borderlands again.
Ooh,
vault hunting
yeah that's what I'm saying. This is three guys in the desert hunting a vault.
Good job Jason,
you know?
Cross all of a sudden the mysterious
during,
AI starts sending
them during
totally
the first
the
Gulf War
and then you have to find the robot's eye right that's
right,
the,
yeah.
the
right
also
yeah,
the
there's claptrap so but there's they're their journey to find it takes them through some stuff, and there's a really kind of different ending than what you expect, and it's an excellent drama. It's really good.
I really want to see it.
Yeah.
I have a real cool segue, and this will be like our last topic, right? Because what else did you have? I have one more thing. Do you have something else?
No, I'm pretty good.
So post-apocalyptic, like we said, it's in more like barren wasteland kind of theme.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Kind of what we're
looking So I looked at some games that might be like that and just want to see which ones you guys have played.
Wait, quick
yes.
point of order.
Point yeah. of order.
Now, you can play a tabletop role-playing game or a board game. Does that, is that involved in yeah. any way in this discussion?
If it's available digitally.
Is that digital entertainment?
No, it's not.
Is there a version of it for iPad? Or
yeah, because that
there
will work.
Be. There probably is.
Or does it work together with your phone?
No.
Jason's trying to help.
I'm trying
He's
to
like,
help.
Listen,
come
thank
on.
You.
Is there any way?
You're really digging deep, but no.
Because I could talk about board games all day.
No,
this
is risk.
Game
is a post-apocalypse.
This is that'd
gonna,
be a nice tease for a new podcast coming out very soon.
Games.
Called Board Games or something.
Tabletop
something.
Games.
Yeah,
you'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah. We're gonna do the unplugged version of
are we?
This at some point in the future. Where
are we all gonna be like long hair and like on MTV?
It's gonna be all the
and
offline
acoustic guitars,
all playing things offline is what it's gonna. Be.
I'll write something on my arm and stand in a chair.
The acoustic yes. cover of
Pearl Jam.
We're gonna find a new. We're gonna find an acoustic version of our theme music, and we're gonna.
Hey, I can play an acoustic guitar. I'll do it.
Yeah.
So video games that are kind of in that vein. Mm-hmm. Rage, of course.
Yeah.
Enslaved is actually pretty good and close to this.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
To Borderlands 2.
I need to play that still.
It's really? Not, yeah. It's not at all like it. It's not a shooter in any way, really.
No, no.
It's more like sort of a
although, no, you do
adventure-y
kind of shoot
platform.
At times,
no,
but
I mean, like,
it's more like an adventure platform.
Alex is not.
Alex is displeased.
But we all played that, right? You
yeah,
enjoyed
yeah.
that?
Okay. It was really good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Resistance, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Metro 2033, everybody play that?
No, I
really?
Need to play
that. Really?
That's not sort of like the broad open space.
No,
kind
that's
of thing.
Actually, yeah.
It's really in tunnels, but it is a very yeah. depressing shooter of.
You know that the whole the world is effed.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And then Stalker.
Stalker's a good one.
Yeah,
Stalker is a good one.
Yeah. I never played the. There's two of them, isn't there?
There's three.
Three?
There's
yeah.
a three.
Oh, three. Shadows of Chernobyl.
Shadows of Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Call it Pripyat.
Did you play the Stalkers?
I have played two of them, but for a couple of hours a piece, which is not really.
They're really hard or something.
Complicated.
Really difficult.
The controls
they're
are
obtuse.
A little.
You can die within a minute, or you can play for like 6 hours and never see anything.
That is yeah. obtuse.
But
yeah,
usually
it's this big, like sort of simulated environment thing. They're also, really crazy, unexpected things can happen because it's this like sort of simulation game. So.
I see. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's how that world would be, right? Those barren, like
yeah.
I don't know what's gonna
happen.
Yeah,
right. And it's even better because like it's set in Chernobyl and the Ukraine, and like it's made by European developers, so everything is really weird to you, but it would be weird to you anyway because you're from California.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. You're
yeah.
Like, what is this Ukraine business?
Fantastic.
And then also, I had Lost Planet because Lost Planet 2
mm-hmm.
is all in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like
so
this. You're
one,
on another
right?
planet.
I think
no,
was,
is one in the snow too?
I thought one was. I thought they were all in the
I
snow.
There was, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like you're in the snow and it's like there's monsters coming around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, some of them even look like the same. So do you guys play that one?
Yeah. I played a bit of the first one.
I played a bit of the first one.
It was
one.
All right.
It's Konami, right?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Ugh, you know.
Yeah. It was one of the Xbox 360 launch titles, wasn't it?
Or near to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
it's very arcadey. Very arcadey. Yeah. And the last one was, weirdly enough, it was on this list, Fuel.
Oh, they the said, racing
like,
game. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
Really?
It takes place in a barren, like, you know, society is gone. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I think better.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Carmageddon. Nah, but that's not really.
Yeah, that's not
it's not really in the sea. But Wasteland. You brought up.
Oh,
this.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's not at all a shoot. That's like totally a, you know, tactical RPG kind of, mm-hmm. you know, regular kind of. But they're making the new one.
The new
There's
one's coming
the
out.
New
digitally available on
Kickstarter. They made their funding, so I don't know how close they are, but they're.
Oh, they've already, they've got it. I think.
Well, yeah. No, I mean how close they are to making the
oh,
game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What was the ties with Wasteland and the Fallout series again?
Wasteland's the beginner.
It was just the
Well, it's not the official.
Right.
Yeah, but there are callbacks in both Fallout games and in the new Fallout, all the Fallout games probably to Wasteland.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Fallout basically just like looked at Wasteland and said like, oh, wow, there's a lot of really good ideas there.
Yeah.
Let's do something like that.
I feel like there were some dudes who worked on this both games too, but I don't remember.
Yeah, so I knew there was a connection, but I couldn't remember what it was. Yeah.
I'm going to do a segue for our next or for a show that happens in a couple weeks real quick. You
yeah, we're
us?
Running out of time
ready?
And we got to tease this up.
Here it is.
Hit it.
So at some point in, this can be a long... That's a long segue. At some point in Borderlands 2, there's some kind of dubsteppy music when you get to like bosses.
Oh, you get a big battle.
Get some big, you know,
a lot of heavy
electronic,
drops.
A lot of heavy drops.
That's the only thing Alex knows about dubstep.
I know. Listen,
every time
drops.
You say dubstep, he goes, "Those are heavy drops."
The song won't even be playing. He'll
the heaviest.
Say that.
So because and we mentioned on this podcast before dubstep and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought in a couple weeks we'll do an episode with these creation tools like apps, especially iPad apps that help you make like dubstep music. Because
yeah.
I was like, there's got to be a formula to this stuff,
or
electronic-y, or
yeah. There's all these like, there's a lot of pro stuff. We're talking about this stuff that's like easily make songs.
Yeah,
like,
quickly make a beat and then
and
weird
stuff,
sounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I tried a couple. One of them, by the way, is called IM Beatbox.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap. Totally easy. Anybody can make songs with it. What we want to do is you, the listener, check it out. Try that one or any other one you might like.
Right.
And then send us the links to the songs you make.
Right.
And maybe we'll play some in the show.
So mail us at entertainment@techhive.com.
Yep. And then just throw
and
the
put
links.
Put like Blaze Podcast or something in the subject. And then send us a link to the songs that you make with your music creation apps, IM Beatbox or some other loops.
Yeah, mention the app that you
used. Mention the app you used, and we'll play a clip in the show, and we'll talk about them, and we're going to
Yeah, and we're going to make our own songs.
We'll make our own stuff.
And Alex, you're going to make one, right?
Yeah,
A-dubs,
I made some already.
Because you're A-dubs.
But I'm going to make some more, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
mix it up.
He's been doing his homework.
I also recommend, there's another app called Figure, I think it's called, just looking at it. It's by a propeller head, and it's a more complex...
Called the normal way?
Yeah, it's called, it's F-I-G-U-R-E.
Okay.
It's by propeller head, and it's more of an electronic mix maker. But it, you can be use it. You can put some heavy drop in there, and then kind of
some
it.
Drop.
But it's a
if
lot
you
of fun.
Add the drop.
So here's the thing, right? Like, is it's fun to make music when it's not super complex. And I like Figure and I Am 8 Beatbox because like you can just sort of tap and drag and move colors around and play with dials, and you get music. And there's very little. There's it's not difficult to get in there and just get your hands dirty.
Right. Some of them are not like the I Am 8 Beatbox. They're not sequencers per se. They're just kind of like dragging little icons in, and then music happens. So.
Yes, that's kind of like GarageBand, basically.
Yeah,
well,
but
GarageBand is
even
way more fancy. Like, yeah. GarageBand is essentially the GarageBand's essentially like an easy multi-track editing thing.
Yeah.
We're talking way simpler than that.
Yeah.
So Sinister Things. Again,
that'll be in a couple weeks from now.
Entertainment@techeye.com. We'll put your stuff on the air together with our stuff, and you know,
we'll have a smorgasbord.
We'll judge it.
Is that right? Smorgasbord.
Yeah. Smorgasbord
of dubstep.
I'm sure it'll be awesome because our listeners are the best. Dubstep,
they are super awesome,
and Wara won't be able to tell the difference between any of them
as long as it has drop.
He's like,
this isn't
drop.
Dubstep.
If you
want to
get my
drop.
Vote?
Now it's dubstep. Okay.
By the way,
one big heavy drop.
By the way, our podcast comes out every Friday. We've decided.
Yes.
Just so you know, so look for it around there.
We're doing our best to make that happen.
Thursday night, you might see it on iTunes if you're subscribed, which you should, and you should also leave a comment on the iTunes because we're on there now. We're official.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we have a picture up and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So
leave us a
comment, say
leave a comment, leave a rating.
Let us know what you think.
And I'm on the Twitter at Onawa, O-N-A-W-A. What's Alex Armando's at?
Oh God. It's at MegaPenguinX, MegaPenguinX.
We'll put it in the notes.
Yeah.
And Jason Cross.
Jason Cross 00.
And A Dubs.
This is why I have a simple AWAW. R-O.
Can we make a new Twitter just A Dubs too?
Yes,
just
sure. Like,
that you know might what? Be taken.
See, this is the problem.
It's probably taken.
You mentioned it. What you should have done is you should have just done it and then started posting stuff.
Oh, we know.
And said
like
you're
they did
Alex
an oh, they did to that one dude. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah,
that's it. We're gonna
like you did to that guy.
I feel so bad.
No. I mean, it was a funny thing that they did.
I know,
the same
but Jason
thing.
Just shut you down. He was just like, you know, what you should have done.
Oh yeah,
that would have been funny.
Yeah. So then basically...
Which is missed opportunity. We're still going to do it, though. Okay. We're going to make A-dubs, and we're going to...
If it's, not,
it's
taken.
Not taken.
Can I be a cat with scratching a record deck?
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Okay,
Photoshop your head.
That's going to be it. Thanks, Armando, for stopping by. Go play Borderlands, because you're going to love it.
All right, I'm going to leave work right now, then do it.
Me too. Let's get out of here.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, everybody.